It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihash.
And ladies and gentlemen, a stable job for working age and able-bodied Americans has always been the key to America's success. For more than two centuries, America was a nation that made almost everything needed by its people. America's businesses also traded with nations of the world, which created more jobs and job skills for American workers. What happened? Well, America's private sector businesses were welcomed by foreign nations and merchandisers to move out of the United States to reduce operational expenses, labor costs, and tax obligations. America's businesses were shown how much easier and more profitable it would be to allow workers in another part of the world to do the work and have them ship the already made products back to America to be sold to America's consumers. When this began to happen over 30 years ago, there was little reaction from the American people because they did not realize how much the loss of jobs and job skills would not only hurt American workers, but also America's economy. How can we help reverse what happened? Well, number one, make every effort possible to seek out products made in the United States of America so the businesses producing American-made products find it beneficial to do business here in America as they keep Americans employed. And number two, contact your national, state, and local elected leaders and school boards to urge them to expand technology and trade programs in all of America's schools. At this point, there are more people retiring every day than people entering the workforce, so there's an urgent need for graduates ready and able to enter America's workforce. And number three, most important is your participation and your example as you support the products made and the services provided by America's businesses and American workers. Remember, every time you spend your money in support of American-based businesses, you're helping Americans keep their job, which is the real key to success for America, its people, and its future. Thanks for your participation and for all of your suggestions. You can contact me at michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blihash. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.